Red Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Red Film Festival, we're in the 75th edition of the Mostra di Venezia, Venice Film Festival. I'm David Martus, and we're with the team of NME filming competition here in Venice. We have the director, David Ohlholm. We have Matthias Schoenherz, and we have Reda Kateb, actors. Thank you very much, and welcome.
Thank you.
Where do you decide to tell this story set in nowadays Europe? I think it depicts a situation that we living in Europe can smell in everyday streets. Do you agree?
Well, yes. I tried to depict the French reality of 2018, and I hope I'm close to the reality. What was the goal of that film? It's a very classic story. It's a genre film, so there is a danger to be in the cliché. And we tried very hard to focus on the characters and to focus on the reality of France nowadays. So yes, I think it has a smell of what happens in France now, in the suburbs.
Your two characters come from the same background, and maybe the film tells us that there are always options and choices. But there's no single destiny for everyone. What do you think?
I think you're right. And the things about the situation, the suburbs and everything, it's just the location, the landscape where the action takes place. But for sure, if it's not true, if it doesn't look like true, we can do everything. We won't be believed by the audience and everything. So this is just the base. And after, we try to tell a story in this landscape. And the story is a human story. It's a story of what choice do we have in life, especially in places you have to survive. You have to confront yourself with violence to survive. And I thought just before, my character could have been the same as Matthias' character. I could have been the gangster and he could have been the cop. And after, when you make a choice, you pay it in cash in this kind of situation.
Yeah.
In other places, when you make a choice, you have a second option or a third option. But in these places, you have to pay your choices.
What's your approach, Matthias?
What do you mean, my approach?
About the choices in life, and maybe in your profession too. I mean, there are always choices.
Yeah, there's choices, and choices define, to a certain extent, what the future will be. But you always, and then you could always make a different choice again. So I think everything you do in life affects everything that will come in life. So basically, we're in a permanent state of transition all the time in life. We're constantly moving. Everybody we meet affects us, changes us. And to a certain degree, we have the power of decision and choice. But sometimes the choices we make are affected by the life we have lived. And we don't always choose the life we live. We can choose the decisions we make, but we don't always choose the life we live. And therefore, we don't always choose the reflexes that we have. I mean, if you put a sweet dog in the corner, you're going to hit it. I mean, the dog is sweet, but it's going to end up biting. It develops a reflex because it's been being hit. It's not a choice of the dog to bite. It's being bitten because it's being hit.
That's
and
true.
It's a reflex. So I think it works in many directions. It's not so easy to pinpoint the dynamic of how that works, I think.
Speaking about that,
I think they don't have many options, actually, these two characters.
You think they don't?
No, that's why there is, I think, a smell of tragedy, of drama, of fate, because they have no option, in my opinion. It's more a tragedy than a thriller, I think.
Speaking of the process of filmmaking, you have many scenes with chasing people, cars, stairs, up and down. I mean, it seemed like a choreography, some scenes. I mean, how did you work on the physical side of the film? Was it like a difficult thing to tackle?
Well, for some scenes, I give a lot of space and freedom to the actors, so it's not so prepared, and the choreography can be a kind of improvisation. And for some other scenes, like the shooting and when Manuel goes under the cars, it's very well prepared. There is a storyboard because there is formal issues to deal with. So, like an actor, sometimes has to go back and forth between intuition and thinking. It's the same for the direction. Sometimes you have to prepare, and sometimes you have to.
Okay, thank you very much for being with us, the team of Frère and Ami in competition here in Venice. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck with the film.
This was
Fred, the festival inside.
Fred Film Radio.
24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.